know that our service is about to begin.
Nami nataka mjue ya kwamba ibada yetu iko karibu kuanza.
Coming to you live from Nairobi, Kenya.
Tukija kwenu moja kwa moja kutoka Nairobi, Kenya.
On 105.3, 105.9 FM, Jesus is Lord Radio.
Kwenye mitabendi ya 105.3, 105.9 FM, kituo cha radio cha Yesu ni Bwana.
On our terrestrial footprint.
Katika masafa yetu ya mitabendi.
And also coming to you live through our global telecast.
Na pia tukija kwenu moja kwa moja kupitia kwa mapeperusho yetu ya runinga.
And I want you to know, blessed people.
Nami nataka mjue ya kwamba watu wabarikiwa.
That we will continue with the message of the Lord.
Ya kwamba tutaendelea na ujumbe wa Bwana.
The restoration of the altar of Jehovah.
Urejesho wa madhabahu ya Yehova.
And this is a powerful message.
Na huu ni ujumbe wa nguvu kabisa.
And I'm simply coming to let you know that in a short while the service will begin.
很快服事就要开始了。
And tonight we have two cripples that have walked, two more cripples have walked.
今晚我们再多两个残疾人站起来行走了。这个土地再有两个残疾人又站起来了。Very serious.
Very serious.
非常的强大。
Two more cripples have stood up and walked away.
On
this
road to Maputo, Mozambique. And we are going to come to you live today with that also. Tonight we may proceed probably up to about 10 o'clock in the morning.
有可能东非时间早晨十点为止要进行我们的服饰，因为我们要覆盖的内容很多。在这个时间，我们查看的就是主祭坛的恢复。 是主讲台的修复，我再来要跟你们分享这2021年12月8号的意象。
May know what the Lord is saying to the church right now.
好让我们知道现在主更加会说的话,
and the instruction to the church.
并且赐给教会的指示。
We saw in our previous sessions that the Lord is talking about restoring the message of the Lord at the pulpit.
我们以前的分享当中，我们查看的就是主在讲台当中要修复主的信息。
The Lord calls it in Revelation chapter 14 that has been our main scripture.
主在启示录14章所说的内容就是这主我们主要的经文，把它称之为永远的福音，永恒的福音。
The Lord asking the present day church that considering the time we have entered into, they must now restore the pulpit of the Lord.
主跟教会说，如果你们考虑到现在我们进入的这个时间段，你们肯定必须要传出永远的福音。
They must now restore back the message of the blood and the cross of Jesus, the eternal gospel of the Lord.
这永生永远的福音，耶稣十字架和宝血的福音，现在必须要恢复的。
So we saw in the book of Revelation chapter 14 that there is so much the Lord uses that scripture to define within the eternal gospel of the Lord.
因此我们在启示录14章查看了这永远的福音，神把它称之为永远福音的它的一些内容，它们的基本特点。
Kutambua vipengee nyeti sana ambazo zinaushisha injili ya umilele wa Bwana. We saw that in that Revelation 14, the Lord really brings out the components, the things that the eternal everlasting gospel must deliver to the Christian, to the church, to the world when it's proclaimed.
因此我们启示录14章查看的就是当这永远的福音被传开来的时候，构成主成永远福音的基本内容是什么？我们查看的就是这样的。
Kwa Swahili sanifu wasema kwamba vipenge nyeti.
这样的内容.
Vipenge nyeti, yale nyeti sana ambao ni mahitaji. Yale ni matakwa za injili ya umilele.
Bwana katika kitabu cha Ufunuo sura ya 14 analeta vile vipenge nyeti kabisa ambavyo ni matakwa ya injili ya milele ambayo inapaswa kupeanwa wakati inapotangazwa kwa wale wanaoisikiliza kwa ulimwengu kwa kanisa.
And we saw that the Lord calls it the eternal gospel, the blood of Jesus. He calls it the eternal gospel because it is the one that has the fullest purity of God.
主把它称作为永远的福音，因为这是一个神非常圣洁的福音。
We see the Lord instructing the church that that gospel is eternal. It was because it was spoken of and prophesied by all the prophets of God Yahweh.
神把它称之为这永远的福音，因为我们看到了，这就是神所有的先知所传讲的福音。
We saw that that gospel was preached to Adam and Eve when they fell.
亚当和夏娃堕落的时候，曾经传开来的就是这永远的福音。
We saw that the same gospel was preached to Enoch before he was raptured.
并且我们看到了主拯救挪亚也传讲的就是永远的福音，拯救挪亚跟他家人的就是永远的福音。任何一个相信他的要得着永生，不会灭亡。
Trusting in God and submitting your life totally to God.
这个福音最重要的就是你要顺服主，你要依靠主，你把你的一生要交给主。这是作为一个主要的特点。And
so it is called the eternal gospel because it presents the eternal mediator between man and God.
把它称之为永远的福音，因为这介绍神跟人之间的永远的中介人、中保人。
And therefore, it brings the eternal election of God to His people.
这样一来，这就带过来神对自己百姓的永远的拣选。Eternal
because it is the one with the fullest purity of God that can restore fallen man.
这是永远的福音，因为对这个堕落的人来说，要恢复神完整的纯洁。We
have also seen that the everlasting gospel is so important at the pulpit to be restored because it is the one that has the fullest grace of God.
我们查看的就是永远的福音必须要在神的讲台当中要得以修复、得以恢复，是因为这才是神完整的恩典。Because
it's the one that delivers the free eternal grace of God by the eternal blood of the eternal Christ.
因为这才是借着耶稣基督永远的十字架和宝血来把神永远的恩典要赐给神的百姓。
Neema ya milele ambayo inaletwa na damu ya milele na msalaba wa Yesu wa milele.
And so we saw that that gospel is very important. The Lord is commanding that it be restored at the altar.
我们查看的这永远的福音非常的重要，因为神要求主的讲台必须要恢复这永远的福音。 因为这就带过来免费的称义，
which was determined eternally before time was created.
这是创造时间之前已经被决定下来的。
The eternal gospel, the universal gospel, the everlasting gospel of the Lord is the one that delivers the fullest righteousness of Christ that should be delivered to fallen creation.
因此这永远的福音、宇宙普遍的福音、永恒的福音，就把耶稣基督完整的公义带给人类的。And
so you see that the fullest righteousness of Christ was determined even before creation, and the Lord had planned to consign it to you, to assign it to you. And that's why it's important that this gospel be restored now at the pulpit.
因此基督的供应就是在创世之前已经决定下来的，被神设计下来的这样一来，把神基督完整的供应要赐给你的这个事情也已经创世之前安排下来的，在这个时刻必须要修复的福音，永远的福音的内容。
And the pastors' fellowships that met today with our team in the Dominican Republic.
并且我要祝福牧师跟牧师委员会在多米尼克共和国的今天跟我们的团队有过聚会的 15个牧师跟随的这个委员会呢，他们有很多电台跟电视台一起主持起来。
After 5 months from now, Dominican Republic.
因此，在一轮我们要造访莫桑比克，然后其他的国家，然后呢，有可能5个月之后呢，要前往这个多米尼克共和国。
The Lord is urging the present-day church, the present-day priesthood, to restore back the eternal gospel of Jesus, because it is the one that brings everlasting peace.
主邀请现在的祭司长来恢复耶稣永远的福音，因为这带过来永远的平安。It
is the only one that can deliver everlasting peace to a generation that so longs for peace like this one.
这就是唯一的赐给你们这一代带过来永远平安的办法，你们这么渴慕平安的时代。
Because in a few minutes after this, I will come back, then you will see us on the full screen and we'll have the full service. But I'm simply introducing tonight's message to you.
我今晚呢，稍微要首先提前，就给你们介绍今晚我们的服饰主要内容。现在呢，我们这个屏幕还没有准备，待会儿我再出来，通过完整的屏幕再来要访问你们。
Because it's such an awesome time when the Lord is restoring the altar, the pulpit. That is a critical nerve center of the Christian operation on the earth.
因为这是非常重要的时刻，主现在要恢复、修复主的讲台。主的讲台对基督徒来说非常重要的核心的地方。
That is the epicenter of the Christian faith, the pulpit.
因为讲台就是基督徒来说最重要的中心位置、中心的地方。Because
only the everlasting gospel can deliver the fullest salvation by the blood of Christ.
教会必须要恢复这永远的福音，因为只有永远的福音带给你们耶稣完整的十字架和宝血的救赎。
Only the eternal gospel of the Lord can deliver everlasting pardon from sin by the blood of Christ. Everlasting pardon from sin by the precious blood of Christ.
只有永远的福音带给你们，借着耶稣基督永远的宝血来赐给你们这永远的赦免。
And we have seen that the content of the everlasting gospel of the Lord was actually determined and settled in all eternity.
并且我们查看的就是这永远的福音的所有的内容，所有的这个特点，已经在永恒之前被安排下来的、设计过来的。
And determined and fully completed, excellently settled for you in eternity before time was created.
就是创造时间之前，为你、为了你们这永远的福音的所谓的特点、所谓的内容，已经都设计好，都被完成好了。 就是创世之前这永远的福音带给你们的这牺牲祭，已经都提前安排好了，甚至呢对天使都隐藏起来的，神亲自安排。
For the first time at the fall in the garden.
神亲自安排让像天使都藏起来的，然后呢伊甸园堕落的时候
God walking towards his fallen children advancing his arm of grace Adam, Adam, where are you my son?
亚当堕落的时候开始给他显现出来的创世纪三章我们看到亚当堕落的时候亚当亚当你在哪里你在哪里这样就开始给他显示出来这永远的福音
Genesis 3:15 then the Lord gives the architecture the structural design of that eternal gospel when he says and the woman will give birth to a son a male child and he will crush the head of the serpent on the cross
并且创世三章的十五节神给予出了这永远福音的基本的框架就是这女人生了后裔这个男孩他会粉碎这个蛇的仇敌的头
Bwana kifunua udhabiti wa muundo wake, udhabiti wa ujenzi wake, na vipengeva vile chuma zote ambazo zimeijenga katika ufunu, kitabu cha mwanzo 3:15. The Lord raising out the structural aspects, how it has been designed, the structure, the architecture in Genesis 3:15.
主在创世三章十五节在那里高举起来了这永远福音的基本框架基本的结构这个什么这个救赎的基本结构
and we see in Genesis 3:21 that finally now he unveils the blood he says it is the blood that covers your sins it is the blood that when I see I forgive you in Genesis 3:21 he now slaughters the lamb the first death the sacrifice of the Christ, the first death since creation, takes place in Genesis 3:21. No death had happened before from eternity to eternity. The first death, Genesis 3:21, then he unveils the blood. He says, it is the blood that washes your sins. It is the blood that covers your sins. It is the blood that when I see, I pass over you.
Hivyo basi tunaona kwamba katika kitabu cha mwanzo
创世三章的21节神说了这才是宝血遮盖你覆盖你的罪恶饶恕你的罪恶神在那就是屠杀杀掉了一个羊羔然后呢作为一个牺牲祭头一次永恒之前永恒从永恒到永恒从没有发生过的这个牺牲就是头一次的死亡发生在这个瞬间三章的二十一节从创世三章二十一节头一次显现出来了这个显现出来这个宝血就是洗净你罪恶的覆盖你罪恶的遮盖你罪恶的就是逾越节的这个宝血逾越节的血创世三章的二十一节就是给我们开始显现出来了覆盖罪恶的饶恕罪恶的羔羊的宝血作为牺牲的就头一次的这个死亡发生在这个永恒里头的那就是开始显现出来这保险来这洗净覆盖我们罪的我们罪恶的非常非常的精彩主说的是非常的强大希伯来书十章的四节
that it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away your sins
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪
in other words the Lord saying that all the sacrifice you saw in the Old Testament they were looking at the sacrifice while looking forward to the Messiah it is the sacrifice of the Messiah they were looking at as they sacrificed the bulls and the heifers
因此旧约圣经里头出现的所有的一切祭司那些用动物做的祭司呢都前往了弥赛亚就是仰望弥赛亚作为一个完全牺牲祭的事情
他们
都专注耶稣基督的牺牲那完整的牺牲旧约圣经里头所有的祭司专注的就是耶稣基督弥赛亚他的牺牲最完整的 chishongji.
The Lord Almighty showing me the tribulation temple, how it will be. And then I saw them sacrificing the lambs again, physical sacrifice in the tribulation temple.
因此主让我再去的看到灾难时时呆的圣殿，我看到那个圣殿里头，他们再去的进行那个动物做的献祭，那就是物质上的把动物杀掉，然后做的这个献祭。
And then the Lord says that in the millennial temple they will offer sacrifice of physical animals, meaning that when they will see the animal sacrifice, he will now use his old covenant with them in Israel to be able to tell them, did you see that animal that was slaughtered there? Did you see how much pain it went through? Did you see how much blood it poured? Okay, now the glorious eternal Lamb of God is this one that died for you, the Messiah. Then he will now direct them to the Messiah.
这样就是千禧年里头的圣殿在那进行的祭司呢，主借此来要给以色列百姓介绍着耶稣基督永远的献祭。
Presents as though there's going to be again a physical sacrifice.
这非常的惊人，就是好像圣经到那儿重新的恢复旧约圣经里头的这个祭祀的方式一样。当弥赛在那儿的时候，
when you read the book of Romans 11, then you understand because he says he will deal with them according to the old covenant he had with their forefathers. And then now, when they offer that, he will now show them, okay, now all that this animal has gone through today, it is the glorious Lamb of God that went through this, the one you killed.
罗马书十一章在那讲得很清楚，跟以色列百姓跟他们说的，就当你们看到这所有的一切旧约圣经里头进行过的这个祭司呢，其实指出来的就是弥赛亚，弥赛亚永远的献祭。
Alafu atageuka hivi atawaonyesha, je, sasa oneni mwana kondoo wa Mungu ambao aliwafia, ambao alichinjwa kwa ajili yenu. Sasa watamlilia, tena watamlilia sana.
Sasa atageuka namna hii na kuonyesha kwamba sasa oneni mwana kondoo wa utukufu ambaye aliwafia ninyi. Hivyo basi wakati utakapomwona huyo mwana kondoo watalia sana, watamlilia sana.
And so he's saying that in Hebrews 10:4, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Meaning, it was not possible. The sacrifice that was happening in the Old Testament was not able to take away sin. But the only way their sin would be taken away was when they looked at it and looked forward. It pointed them forward to the coming sacrifice of the Christ.
因此希伯来书十章的四节，公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。那唯一能够赦免罪的，就是耶稣基督的宝血。这一来，旧约的献祭呢，旧约的祭司呢，要寻求，就是仰望耶稣基督弥赛亚的献祭的时候，才有意义。
And so the Lord saying that the everlasting gospel must be restored at the pulpit because only the everlasting gospel gives the eternal pardon of God by the blood of Christ.
永远的福音在讲台神的主的讲台里头必须要得以修复的理由，就是只有永远的福音才带过来对罪的赦免，赦免罪的。And
the Lord saying that it was pre-ordained before creation, the content, the design, and the mission of that sacrifice was preordained and settled. Excellently settled before creation for you.
并且主说过了，就是创始之前已经定下来了，有关着永远献祭的一切内容，为了你已经预备好了。
And it was spoken of by the prophets of Yahweh. It was prophesied.
不断的被亚威的先知曾经预言过的内容，他们所有的人。
It was preached to Abraham.
亚伯拉通过亚伯拉罕来传讲的。
To take his son and sacrifice at the same place where the Christ would be sacrificed on Moriah.
当他带着他的儿子爬山来捆绑他的儿子要献祭的时候，同样的那座山摩利亚山，耶稣基督。
The prophet spoke about it in Isaiah 53 in greater detail.
死在十字架的那座山，以赛亚在53章非常详细的所有的细节都描述好了。因为现在神要讲的是永远的拣选，因此重新的把耶稣基督。
It is the only gospel that can bring immortality to finite men, to mortal men.
这唯一永远的福音才能够把这个不朽不朽坏的东西带给朽坏的人，因此这永远的福音呢，我们必须要再回把它带回再拿回到讲台上。
So we must put it back that people of God may walk towards the eternal life of God in heaven.
因为这永远的福音带给我们的就是永生永远的生命，因此必须要把这永远的福音带回到讲台上，好让人们都得着永生。
That gospel brings perseverance. That's why it must be preached to this generation that they may learn to persevere persecution.
这永远的福音带给我们忍耐，这样一来好让这一代人通过永远的福音来要学好这忍耐，在逼迫所有的逼迫当中非常的强大蒙福的人们。
The Lord essentially saying we need a gospel that can change your life.
主即使在说我们需要福音就是能够改变你生命的你生活的。
The Lord asking the present church, ever since you received the Lord and the gospel is preached to you, has it really changed your life? Are you now holier?Are you now heavenly bound? Are you closer to Christ now?
主问你们先进的教会，先进的教会说，如果你接受这福音以来，你现在更加圣洁吗？你更加接近主耶稣基督吗？你更加追求神的国度吗？
And that gospel points to Christ Jesus the Messiah.
这永远的福音指出来的就是耶稣基督弥赛亚。
Every time is preached.
每一次他传讲的时候指出来的就是基督弥赛亚。
John chapter 5,
39-40 约翰福音5章的39-40
We are posting it on your screen right now. Again we see very clearly that that eternal gospel when preached it points you to Christ Jesus the Messiah.
这永远的福音被传开来的时候指出来的仍然是耶稣基督弥赛亚。
Because he is the lamb of sacrifice.
因为他就是牺牲的羔羊。
So John chapter 5:39-40.
约翰福音五章的39-40.
So he says.
他说。
John chapter 5, he said, you study the scriptures.
你们查考圣经。
Diligently.Because you think that in them you have eternal life.
很认真的，你们查考圣经很认真的，因你们以为内中有永生。给我做见证的就是这经。
Yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
So the Lord is saying we must restore back.
因此我们必须要回复的理由，把这永远的福音回复的理由，把这永远的福音再拿回到主讲台的理由。
It points us to Christ Jesus the Messiah, our Savior, the Redeemer, the living bread, the living stone, the living water, our friend, our God, mighty God, wonderful counselor, Emmanuel.
因为这永远的福音指出来的就是耶稣基督弥赛亚，拯救者、救赎者、伊玛内利，那神活着的生命的灵粮、活水、活食。
He was talking to the Israelites.
他跟以色列人说的话。
Searching the scriptures so deep, you are getting PhDs in this matter, degrees in law, searching scripture, hoping to find life, but yet life is here. You don't accept me that you may live.
你们查考圣经，好像这个查考圣经以来要拿什么学位吗？你们天天查考圣经，可是你们看一下，这个圣经指出来的就是我，就是这永生，就是耶稣基督弥赛亚。
And that's why Nicodemus, a professor of law, was finally confronted with the reality of truth.
因此尼哥底母就是这律法的学家最终面临了这真理。
And he went to him and asked, Master, I know that from the miracles you're doing, you have come from my God, Yahweh in heaven.
当他找耶稣基督来跟他说的时候，我的主啊，我知道了，当你执行这所有的神迹启示，就知道你是从亚威神而来的。
Miracles you're doing except when they have come from God the Father himself at the throne.
如果你没有从神宝座父神的宝座那来的，不可能做到这么强大的神迹启示了。
And then he said, unless a man be born again,
然后说如果人没有重生，
unless a man come to Jesus of Nazareth,
如果人没有来到纳撒勒人耶稣基督，
Jesus, receive Christ Jesus. He cannot see the kingdom of God.
如果人没有接受耶稣基督，那无法去到神的国度。
Romans chapter 9, 4 and 5.
你utangulizi wa kupendeza namna gani usiku wa leo? Kitabu cha Warumi sura ya 5.
Romans chapter 9, 4 and 5, he says,
多么美丽的今天的介绍呢？罗马书九章四到五节。
We will post it there. He says, the people of Israel, or the people of Israel,
他们是以色列人。
There is the adoption of sonship.
那儿子的名分。
Theirs is the adoption of sonship. Theirs is the divine glory.
那儿子的名分荣耀。
He said, theirs is the adoption of sons, sonship.
那儿子的名分荣耀诸约律法礼仪应许都是他们的。
The covenants,
诸约律法礼仪应许都是他们的。
And the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs.
列祖就是他们的祖宗。
And from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah.
按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。
Who is God over all? Forever be praised, Amen.
他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神，阿们。
So the Lord is saying we must center back the everlasting gospel, the eternal gospel at the pulpit of the present day church and throw out the gospel of prosperity.
因此主要求我们必须要把这永远的福音再回到神的讲台的中心位置，这样一来把繁荣福音要拿掉。
The eternal gospel of God centers the lamb of sacrifice at the pulpit.
因为这永远的福音才把这神的羔羊的牺牲放在主讲台的中心位置。
That's why in Exodus chapter 12 verse 5 he says,
出埃及记十二的五。
Exodus 12 verse 5,
出埃及记十二的五。
He says the following,
他说的如下。
The animals you choose must be year old male without defect.
要无残疾一岁的公羊，没有残疾的，没有残疾的公羊，没有残疾的，没有玷污的，没有污秽的。
Kama si kilema ni kipofu anavaa kio glasses.
Kama si kilema ni kipofu anavaa miwani.
Kama ako timamu kabisa ameumba kaumbika, sasa unaweza kashtuka kumbe iko kwa kichwa.
Kama ni timamu kabisa ameumba kaumbika unaweza shtuka kumbe iko kwa kichwa.
Kama kiongea na rusha kuna neno na rukaruka. So it is only the Lord Jesus that can fulfill this law of the perfect sacrifice of Yahweh.
因为只有耶稣基督才能够满足神对这完全牺牲祭的律法条件。
The Lord is now calling all the leaders, all the churches, all the church, all the house of the Lord to restore the altar of the Lord with the eternal gospel. Put it back.
因此主现在要求教会所有教会的带领人所有主的家来要恢复神这永远的福音。
Because the eternal gospel announces it very clearly that without the blood there is no forgiveness of sin.
因为永远的福音非常明确地说出没有保险没有赦免的罪。
Without the seed of a woman, the seed of Abraham,
没有这女人的后裔，没有亚伯拉罕的后
no nation can be delivered.
没有任何列国得救。
He is the blessedness to the nation.
他是万国的祝福。
And he says the scepter is in his hand.
并且归在他的手中。
Genesis 49 verse 10.
49:10 创世纪。
The eternal gospel presents him.
创世纪的使永远的福音显示给他们的。
从归必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间，因此我们必须要把它再拿回来，因为归必不离犹大。 If you put King James, let me see what King James says.
如果请定本，我们查看一下请定本怎么描述。
The scepter will come from Judah to the nations to rule the nations.
归必从犹大而来。 要掌管列国，
the scepter shall not depart from Judah,
归必不离犹大，
nor a lawgiver from between his feet,
杖必不离他两脚之间， 杖呢就是设立律法的， 只等细罗来到。
The gathering of all the people, very powerful. And then when we go now to the Amplified, let's go to NIV.
万民都必归顺，
which is simpler.
NIV 版本是更加简约的描述。
He's talking about the millennial reign. His kingdom come. His kingdom shall have no bounds, shall have no end.
万民都必归顺，指的是千禧年的统治，他的统治是无限的，他的百所有的百姓都归到他的统治之下。
He must be the beholder of the scepter of God. He is the lawgiver. We must put back the eternal gospel to the pulpit.
因此神永远的福音给出的就是神的规，主耶稣基督弥赛亚的规，并且他的杖作为一个设立律法的主权。
The eternal gospel of God presents him as the good shepherd, the shepherd of Israel, the shepherd of all the hearts of men.
永远的福音把耶稣基督描述成好牧人，以色列的好牧人，所有灵魂的好牧人。
He's the high priest. When you preach the eternal gospel, he presents him so well as the high priest. He is the eternal sacrifice and the eternal priest of God in the order of Melchizedek.
他是大祭司，按照麦基洗德的等次，他既是完整的祭物，也是永远的祭司，大祭司。
He's the messenger of the covenant.
他是圣约的使者，马拉基书三章的一节。
And the eternal gospel presents the consequences of sin, the dire consequences of sin.
并且这永远的福音呢，告诉我们罪的后果，罪恶的直接后果。以赛亚52:14到15节所描述的一样，永远的福音让人们离开罪恶。
Isaiah 52:14 and 15, he says, 他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。 So he will sprinkle many nations, and the kings will shut. He will shut their mouths.
这样，他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口。
They must shut their mouths.
他们闭口的。
For what they were not told.
因所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。这 要就是神荣耀的福音从讲台当中要传开来的讯息，罪恶才是这个让他的神天堂的聪儿神所爱的他的儿子他的面貌就这么变得憔悴，让他的形容这么枯槁的，罪恶是有这么可怕的，你们要离开罪恶，这是荣耀的福音，唯有荣耀的福音告诉我们的。
但是
是第七章
13 and 14 as I finish this introduction tonight before we start our service。
但是第七到十三。
This is the eternal gospel coming with the cloud glory of God, the glory of heaven.
荣耀的福音呢，随着天才的荣耀、天堂的荣耀一起来。
And he approached the Ancient of Days, Jehovah Yahweh, my friend, and he was led into his presence.
就是被领到刚果场，在这面前的时候，驾着天云而来。人子驾着天云而来，你看得很清楚。他是人子，所有的一切权柄都交都赐给他了，所有的荣耀并且主权。十四节，巴尼里书七章的十四节，让我们去敬拜神的羔羊的荣耀吧。得了权柄、荣耀、国度时，各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。但尼禄书七章的十四节，他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。他说
Of his dominion,
他的国度
his dominion shall be an eternal, an everlasting dominion,
是永远的国度
that will not pass away,
不会废去的
will never pass away,
不会败坏的
and his kingdom is one that will never ever be destroyed, it shall last forever and ever, amen.
他的国度是永永远远的，不会被破坏的。
And so you see, the eternal gospel, when you preach it at the pulpit, it brings to you the consequences of sin, and it brings to you now Christ Jesus, the ruler, the king. People are able to center him into their lives as the king of their lives.
因此当荣耀的福音在主的讲台传讲开来的时候，让人们知道罪必须要离开罪恶，并且耶稣基督是作为君王人子，作为人子他是这个统治者，作为君王他是
He presents him there as the Son of God.
在那描述了一个
Why do the nations conspire?
世上的君王一起起来
And the people plot in vain.
全在一同商议
Verse 2 says, The kings of the earth rise.
诗篇二
篇的一二节，
外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起来承载一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，他们不可能，他是雅各的妻子，他是比约纳海伟大的。
He is the rock from whom they drink and drank.
他是磐石。
So the Lord is asking, how has the gospel changed your life then?
那这样福音怎么的改变你的生活、你的生命了呢？
And you know, look, the condition of man is very sad.
看一下人的状态是非常可悲的。
It is important that the word, the eternal gospel, they find a gospel that can change their condition.
我们必须要发现这永远的福音怎么的改变他的生活。
If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 and 5 as I wind up.
2 Timothy 3, 1 and 5.
He says, this generation has chosen another gospel that has no power.
提摩太后书三章一到五节神说这一代选择的是另一个福音，没有任何力量的。
There will be terrible times in in the last days.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
People lovers of themselves, ay ay ay, that is really going on right now.
因为那时人要专顾自己，这是真正的事情，现在发生的。
It's going on right now.
现在进行着的事情。
They will be lovers of money.
贪爱钱财
boastful, proud, abusive,
自夸狂傲谤读
disobedient to their parents,
违背父母
ungrateful, unholy,
忘恩负义心不圣洁
without love,
无亲情
unforgiving,
不解怨好说谗言不能自约性情凶暴不爱良善卖主卖油任意妄为自高自大
Oh, that is so vividly clear right now. Everybody in the church loves pleasure. Everybody outside the church loves pleasure. Lovers of pleasure.
爱厌乐这是非常的明确所有一切教会内的教会之外的所有的人都爱厌乐
rather than lovers of God
不爱神
that is a very tragic place to be
这是非常悲剧可悲的情景对你来说 你这等人你要躲开
you make sure you have nothing to do with themin that conduct
有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意这等人你要躲开
and so when I come back as we start the service the live broadcast when you'll see us there
因此当我再来要开始我们全球直播现场直播的时候
you'll see that the events I'm going to describe to you that are accruing within the backdrop of Revelation 14 that tribulation that is happening there
你们可以看到我要弥补的所有启示录的内容那有关灾难的因为这个罪恶
and you will see very clearly that the lost cannot perceive the treasure of the everlasting gospel of Christ
并且失丧的人无法存留这永远福音的珍宝
but the fallen church of Christ today also cannot see the treasure of the eternal gospel of the blood and the cross of Jesus
今天堕落的教会同样无法看到耶稣基督宝血十字架那永远福音的珍宝
when I come to you, you will see very clearly that the lost and the fallen cannot perceive and understand the true worth of the blood of Jesus
当我再来要跟你们分享那失丧的堕落的无法理解神耶稣基督保险这永远的福音的珍宝
you will see that the lost and the apostate and the fallen church and the world cannot perceive and cannot accept the treasure that holiness beholds, a holy Christian life beholds.
那失丧的、叛教的、世界的、堕落的教会，他们不可能理解、不可能接纳这圣洁，主耶稣基督十字架带给我们的圣洁。
You will see that the lost cannot perceive the true worth and the true treasure.Of righteousness in their lives.
这些世上的人，他们不可能理解，在他们的生命当中、生活当中要活出来的真正的公义所指出来的意义。
You will quickly see that the lost and the fallen of this age cannot accept, cannot perceive, and don't have capacity to estimate.The treasure of repentance.
这些失丧的、堕落的，他们无法理解、无法衡量悔改带过来的真正的价值。
You will see that the lost in this generation, in the church and outside the church, cannot weigh and perceive and estimate the true worth and treasure.Of the Calvary cross in their lives.
这一代的失丧的教会，你们他们无法理解、无法接纳耶稣基督十字架真正的价值，无法衡量耶稣基督十字架真正的价值，在他们的生命当中。
That's why they cannot pick up their cross on a daily basis as Jesus commanded for those that want to be His followers and see glory.
这就是为什么他们无法遵守耶稣基督的命令，天天要负自己的十字架。 背自己的十字架来跟随耶稣基督脚印的，他们无法实践，无法行出来。
That the faithful saints of God, for them they can well perceive the treasure of the cross of Jesus.
反而相反，这众城的基督徒良好的、非常的理解耶稣基督十字架的真意。
And so they pick it up every day on a daily basis, and they are busy crucifying the flesh daily.
因此，他们天天背自己的十字架，天天杀害自己的老我、自己的肉体。
You'll see that those who are faithful to the Lord and humble to the Lord, for them they are able to estimate the true worth and value of the blood of Jesus. They are washing their sins in the blood every day, every second.
那些忠诚的、谦卑的基督徒，他们能够衡量耶稣基督宝血的价值，他们天天借着耶稣基督宝血洗净自己的罪。
You will see very clearly and very fast,
你们看得很清楚
that those who are fallen,
那些堕落的
do not have the capacity to estimate the treasure and the worth of Christ himself.
没有能力衡量耶稣基督的价值。
And that's why they take him and then they misuse his salvation in the church.
这就是为什么他们接受了基督，然后呢滥用，在教会里头滥用他。
What a tragedy.
多么大的悲剧呢？
If you turn against the cross,
如果你违背十字架的话，
If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 10, 26, 31, he gives a serious warning that the Lord will judge those that trample the blood of the sacrifice, the covenant that sanctified them.
主在那给出了非常严重的警告，那些要践踏耶稣基督牺牲的、耶稣基督宝血的这些人。希伯来书十章二十六到三十一。
And that's why you see in the book of Zechariah chapter 11, I'm reading, it says, it was revoked on the day, and so on that day, and so the oppressed of the flock who were.Watching me knew it was the word of the Lord.
Verse
11.
当日就废去了，这样那些仰望我的困苦羊就知道所说的是耶和华的话。撒迦利亚十一的十一。
He's talking about the covenant broken, the broken covenant.
在这谈的就是被破坏的圣约。
Violation of the covenant, of the covenant promise. Violation of the covenant. They have violated God's covenant.
他们废弃了，他们违背了神的圣约。
I took the staff called favor and the one and broke it and revoked his covenant.
Hivyo basi nikachukua fimbo yangu itwayo fadhili kisha nikaivunja kutangua agano langu.
But verse 12 he says,
Lakini mstari wa 12 anasema,
I told them if you think it best, give me my pay, but if not, keep it. So they paid me 30 pieces of silver. Those who are fallen, those who are apostate, those who don't love Jesus, they cannot estimate his true worth.
十二节，我对他们说，你们若以为美，就给我工价，不然就罢了。于是他们给了30块钱作为我的工价。那些堕落的、喷焦的、无法衡量真正的价值。耶稣基督的。
Have the capacity. They don't have the capacity to estimate the true worth of Jesus, the true worth of the cross.
他们没有能力真正的衡量耶稣基督真正的价值，耶稣基督十字架真正的价值。
They cannot understand the true worth of repentance, the true worth of the blood.
他们无法衡量悔改真正的价值，十字架真正的价值。
The present-day church cannot understand the true worth of holiness.
现今的教会无法理解圣洁真正的意义。
They love only prosperity.
他们只爱繁荣,
and they don't like rebuke.
他们却,
they want to hear only good things that are material blessings to them.
他们无法忍受任何一句斥责的话, 他们追求的只有那些物质上的利益。
They don't want to hear about holiness.
他们不愿意听到圣洁。
They don't want to hear about their wickedness.
他们不愿意听到有关他们自己的邪恶。
Disobedience to God.
他们不愿意听到他们对神的不顺服。
They don't want to hear about repentance.
他们不愿意听到悔改。
The fate of those that reject the truth will come out very clearly tonight when I come back and handle the book of Revelation 14.
当我再回来要跟你们处理启示录14章的时候，那些违背的人，这个叛教的人，
The fate of those that love the falsehood, sow a seed here, get what here?
那么追求邪恶的撒种得祝福的这些人，
他们的特点会很明确地出现，
那些废弃神的，
the tremendous wonders of God, the cloud of God, the cripples walking, the blind, their fate, and they are continuing going to their apostate churches. Their fate will come out very clearly today. Woe unto them tonight.
他们的命运，他们的结局是非常糟糕的。有了那些废弃神的云彩，神云彩造访，并且废弃的所有一切神迹奇事的，他们的结局是。
非常的明确，今晚要跟你们分享。
The fate of those that dismiss the gospel of repentance.
废弃悔改福音的，
the fate of those that dismiss righteousness and love corruption.
废弃信心然后去追求腐败的，
the fate of those that blackmail the grace of God and blaspheme it.
并且抹黑神的恩典，抹黑神的神迹启示的。
It is going to come out very clearly today.
今天我们要非常明确地要讲出，
because you will see very clearly that that rebellion did not just begin with them. It began with Satan inside heaven.
因为这个悖逆呢，不是从他们而开始的，这是从天堂的撒旦而开始的。
That rebellion is not a joke.
这个悖逆不是开玩笑。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 7, as I finish this introduction, so we can start tonight's service.
启示录12章的7节。
Revelation 12 verse 7.
启示录12章的7节。
Then war broke out in heaven.
在天上就有了征战。
Michael and his angels fought. They fought against the dragon.
米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战。
And the dragon and his fallen angels fought back. I cannot believe they are doing this in heaven.
龙也同他的使者去征战，我无法相信在天堂发生了这样的事情。
But they were flushed out in verse 8. They were flushed out.
可是他们掉下来了。
But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. They were flushed out like lightning.
他们在天堂没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方，这样一来他们像打雷一样坠落下来了，坠落到地上。
So this rebellion you see in the church today,
这个悖逆现在教会里头看到的，
it did not start now, it began in heaven.
我们要查看，这不是现在才开始的， 而是从天堂已经开始的。
So when you see Christians rebellious, dressing immoral, doing what they want, then you know that they are doing it after their own father Satan.
因此基督徒自己愿意穿着的就去穿，然后自己愿意所做的都去做，这样的淫荡，这样的堕胎，这样的同性恋，他们的繁荣福音腐败，所有的一切都是跟着他的父，就是天堂而开始的撒旦，他们追求的就是他们自己的父，天堂的撒旦。
Fanya kulingana na baba yao shetani aliyeanguka na kutupwa
After that, he came and deceived Adam and Eve
in the garden. 之后他回来, 在伊甸园, 欺骗了亚当和夏娃,
that is how it developed.
这是你现在教会里头看到的违背神的抵抗神的事情, 发生的来源, 这才是该隐杀害了亚伯,
a sacrifice that is acceptable before Yahweh.
在亚威面前献祭了亚威来蒙神约纳的祭司的亚伯， 这就是整个努亚世代违背神的邪恶的那一代， 拒绝悔改。 当努亚跟他们说悔改的时候， 世界当时的整个一代都受审判了。
The rebellion you see in the lives of the Christian today, when a Christian walks in front of you, if she's a lady, you can just see a rebellion going on. She's rebelling against God. She's rebelling against God. She chooses her own dressings. She chooses her own lifestyle. Today, when you look at the present day Christian, the rebellion is so vivid.
当你看到现今的基督徒，他们对神的违背，他们对神的抵抗是非常的明确。看一下他们的生活方式，看一下他们的穿着，都是违背神的命令的。
That rebellion began with Satan in heaven.
这个悖逆是从天堂的撒旦而开始，
Satan brought it to the Garden of Eden, to Adam and Eve.
并且撒旦把这个带到伊甸园的亚当和夏娃。
That rebellion is what made Cain kill Abel.
这个悖逆才让该隐杀害了亚伯。
That rebellion is what made the generation of Noah be destroyed for refusing to repent.
这个悖逆才让努亚的整个一代拒绝悔改而在审判当中灭亡。 这违背这悖逆才让那一代巴别塔的那一代盖起来这巴别塔。这个悖逆
is what made them build the Tower of Babel.
让他们盖起巴别塔。That
rebellion is what made the Egyptians kill every boy child of the Hebrews.
这悖逆才让埃及人让他们杀害所有一切以色列人的男孩。
That rebellion coming from Satan is what made Antiochus Epiphanes almost wipe out the Jewish people.
这个悖逆才让安提柯斯、埃皮帕内让他几乎杀害所有一切希伯来人。这才是让耶和兰除灭掉所有的一切弟兄，就是神来保存下来的。
主为了弥赛亚保存下来的整个以色列的这个血统， That rebellion is what made King Herod to kill all the boy children in an attempt to reach to Jesus.
这个悖逆才让希律王几乎要杀掉所有的一切婴孩，要杀耶稣。
That rebellion is what made Satan tempt Jesus in the wilderness.
这个悖逆才让撒旦试探弥赛亚在旷野当中。 这个悖逆才让拿撒勒人几乎把这个耶稣基督推到那个山谷，几乎把他死。这个悖逆把罗马的钉子把耶稣基督的坟墓几乎要粉碎。
把罗马的钉子把耶稣基督的坟墓几乎要缝好，也很重的石头来打缝好，不让耶稣基督再出来。这个悖逆才让起初的教会，原始教会受到那么严酷的破坏，逼迫。
这个悖逆才让这个先进的基督徒、先进的教会跟着仇敌、跟着撒旦下地狱去。
When the rapture takes place, will now come as the personification. The personification of the Antichrist will be that rebellion. Personification of that rebellion will be the Antichrist.
这个悖逆、那个悖体之后才通过呢，那个人是作为敌基督的人会呈现出来的这个悖逆的实体。
That rebellion is what is making the present day church love another gospel and remove the eternal gospel from the pulpit. That's why we must put it back. I'm putting it back. Bigger and better.
这悖逆才让现在的教会从这个讲台当中除灭掉永远的福音，这他们爱的那个繁荣福音来替代，我们必须要再恢复、再修复，把永远的福音再拿回来、再拿过来，放在讲台的中心。我要知道一下你要站在哪一边。
Are you among those that know the value, are able to estimate the value of the cross and the blood of Jesus?
你是要站在能够衡量耶稣基督十字架宝血价值的这边吗？
That are able to estimate the worth of holiness, the worthiness of the blood of Jesus, the worthiness of the cross of Jesus.
你要站在这边，就是懂得圣洁的意思，懂得耶稣基督十字架宝血价值的这一边吗？
We are coming back for the service. This was just to greet you.
以此来要迎接你们，我们会再来的。
I just wanted to greet you a little bit, kuwasalimia kidogo.
Nilitaka tu kuwasalimia kidogo.
To find out how you are doing.
Nipate kujua muendeleaje.
But tonight, two more cripples have walked. Hallelujah!
今天有两个残疾人又站起来了，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀。荣耀归给主，荣耀归给主，荣耀归给主，感谢感谢，荣耀归给主，哈利路亚。弥赛亚要来了，弥赛亚要来了。
I know, I'll come back to you shortly.
很快我会再来的。
I'll come back to you.
我很快再来。
I'll come to the studio.
再来到工作室。
And broadcast there.
在那要直播。
This broadcast is coming to you from Nairobi, Kenya.
这个直播是内罗毕肯亚。
Announcing the glorious coming of the Messiah.
传播的宣布弥赛亚荣耀的来临的。在非洲的旷野当中。说悔改。
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
预备主的道路。
Make straight in your lives a way for the Lord.
要修改好你的生活来迎接主耶稣基督。要圣洁。
Be righteous.
要公义。
I want you to ask yourself,
我要问，我要求你们问你自己，你要站在哪一边呢？
Are you among those that are able to see the value of Jesus, the true value, not 30 pieces of silver, not at all?
你真的现在属于这一边，就是能够衡量耶稣基督真正价值的这一边吗？不是，不仅仅是那个30块钱而已，不可能。
Are you able to estimate the true worth of the Christ?
你能够衡量耶稣基督真正价值吗？
Are you able to estimate the true worth of the blood of Jesus in this fallen age?
在这堕落的时代当中，能够真正的衡量耶稣基督真正价值吗？
Are you able to estimate and perceive the treasure that God has embedded in the gospel of repentance, in the ministry of repentance and holiness?
你真正的可以知道神放在这悔改圣洁事工会当中，这个神放下来的悔改真正的价值吗？你真的知道悔改圣洁事工会真正的价值吗？
Are you able to estimate the true worth of righteousness?
你真正的能够衡量公义真正的价值吗？
Are you able to estimate the true value and treasure of living a separated Christian life in a very morally decayed generation?
这非常应当的、非道德的时代里头，能够活出圣洁公义的生活，有何等的价值？你知道吗？
Are you able to estimate the rottenness of the gospel of prosperity and how it has no power to deliver?
你能够衡量那腐败的福音、繁荣福音没任何力量拯救你们灵魂的这个事实吗？
Are you really able to estimate the treasure that God has placed in the gospel that's announcing the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the King?
你真的知道现在说出弥赛亚来临的这个福音有何等的价值，是吗？
The gospel that has power to raise a cripple totally from the dust and repeat the Bible in 2022.
能够把残疾人站起来的，在这2022年这个时代，这一年代，能够把残疾人站起来的。
Oh, are you among those that don't know the value of Jesus, don't know the value of the cross, don't know the value of the blood? You think Jesus should cost his worth is 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave?
那或者要么你就是属于那边不可能不知道耶稣基督真正价值的，不知道十字架保险真正价值的，就是把耶稣基督的这个工价做成这个30块钱，这样一来做一个努力，一天工价赐给他的，你是属于这边吗？
Wale ambao ni vipofu wa kiroho, wale ambao hawawezi kuona udhamana wa Yesu Kristo, hawawezi kuona udhamana wa msalaba wa Yesu Kristo, hawawezi kuona udhamana wa damu ya Yesu Kristo, wanamchukulia Yesu kana kwamba ni mtumwa ambaye anastahili tu zile ndururu 30.
Are you able to see the treasure that the Lord has placed in the eternal gospel, the eternal covenant of God inside the everlasting gospel and restore it back to the church?
你知道这永远福音里头主放下来的真正的价值，现在要回复到主讲台中心位置的。
I will come back to you after this introduction. We've just had a very short introduction to greet you a little bit.
在这迎接当中，为了迎接你们，我给你们分享了这简短的介绍。
Those who receive the Lord right away, repeat after me. Say, Mighty Lord Jesus.
强大的主耶稣，愿你接受主耶稣基督跟我一起祷告。
I repent and turn away from all sin.
我悔改，我离开我所有的罪恶。
And I ask you, my Lord Jesus.To fill my heart with the blood and the cross of Jesus.
我请求主，主拿着主耶稣基督十字架和宝血来充满我的心。
I repent of all sins, my Lord Jesus.
我悔改我所有的罪，我的主耶稣。
Please forgive me.
请求主饶恕我。
Establish righteousness in my life.
在我生命当中、生活当中建立公义，让我活出基督徒圣洁的生活。
Lord, give me no choice.
主啊
But let me treasure you eternally.
让我永远的珍惜你
And treasure your precious blood.
让我永远的珍惜你那珍贵的宝血
Lord, order my steps towards the kingdom of God.
主啊引导我的脚步能够抵达道神的国度
And fill me with the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来充满我
And establish your word in my heart.
在我心中建立你的话语
In the mighty name of Jesus.
以强大的耶稣圣灵而求
I am born again.
我重生了
Amen.
Amen.
Let the celebrations now begin.
那现在开始庆祝